know, the wide receiving core. You were here, you know, when camp and everything and over the summer. And then you got that phone call and you came back. And here you are all of a sudden having to be put into the lineup. You last week in front of your home crowd almost, where you're from. But what is it like when you get that phone call and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, here you go?
I mean, with the NFL, it's all about opportunity. So I feel like anytime you get an opportunity, anytime you get a call, like the call I got to get pulled up off the practice squad, you gotta be prepared for it. You know, you gotta be ready for it, and you gotta be able to seize that opportunity. So that's all I'm doing. I'm just trying to make the most of the opportunity, because I know how this league works. I mean, you know, sometimes when you get that opportunity, you don't seize it. You may not get many more of them. That's just the way it works, especially coming from the path I came from, undrafted and stuff like that. So I know, you know, our team's young and all that. Our offense is very young, but we're just going to try and make the most of our opportunities, trying to get better, you know.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because you're talking about being undrafted. And not that a guy undrafted tries harder than a guy that's a top pick or whatever, but when you look at the average length of a career in the NFL, and you obviously have been working towards a goal like this, you've probably been playing sports for quite a long time. But when you look at just how young, I mean, like example, last Sunday when you're out there, I forget, you're probably the 10th or the 11th rookie that has contributed just on offense.
Wow.
And you look at this roster, out of the 53 that are here, only 18 players have 5 years of experience or more. Everybody else is four or less.
I mean, that's crazy. I mean, I knew our offense was young, and one thing for me is that I was with another team, so I saw how it was. And when I was with the 49ers, we had all veteran receivers, and we had like a more, you know, experienced team. So it was a lot different. I mean, here we have a bunch of young players. So, I mean, it's obviously challenging. I know it's challenging, you know, for the players, for the coaches. You know, because we are so young, and we are going to make, you know, some mistakes and stuff. But again, we're just trying to make the most of our opportunities, trying to make them, you know, to be in the NFL is such a blessing. So we're just trying to make the most of the opportunity, even though we are young.
What's a guy like this guy, Harry Douglas, been for you coming in undrafted, being a rookie like this and getting a shot like you did last week?
I mean, Harry's been so helpful for me. And not only me, all the receivers. I mean, he's the leader of our group, him and Kendall. And he's been through a lot of things we go through. He's been through the rookie wall. He's been through, you know, he knows how to win. He knows what it takes to be a professional. So we turn to him for our advice on anything, life, anything. And he's just been such a great leader to us. I mean, every Friday we go over to his house, hang out. You know, when we go to away games, we go have dinner with him. He's just all about bringing the group together and trying to get – and, again, we have a young receiver group, I mean. So he's just trying to get us all prepared to play. So he's been great.
You being in this early in the year and then getting the opportunity to come back, obviously, I guess, helped you because you know the offense, you know the schemes.
Oh, yeah. You know, and in the past, I mean, when I was in college, I transferred – so I had to pick up the playbook quickly, and then obviously I was with the 49ers, so I had to pick up that playbook quickly. So I know how it is in the NFL. You have to come in, you have to learn that playbook as fast as you can, whether it be studying extra, whatever you have to do, you got to learn that playbook, because the coaches don't care. I mean, they want you to come in and know the plays right when you get here. So, you know, I've just been trying to pick it up. And, again, Harry and Kendall, Coach Jefferson, they've all been very helpful in helping me get there.
One last thing, and I'll leave you be, but thinking about how disappointing this season has gone for this team, and you guys are naturally competitors anyway, or you wouldn't be in this locker room. You wouldn't have made it to the NFL. But the fact that it is now, in these last three games, a serious evaluation of everyone involved. You want to get as many plays, obviously, on film as you can, but what is it like knowing that? And is that the approach? You know, it's like, I need to put as many plays as I can.
I mean, in the grand scheme of things, you know, you think about that. I mean, putting out film, making sure, you know, you put enough good stuff on film, because you never know what's going to happen after this year. But I think as a team and as players right now, we're really just focusing on the New England Patriots, focus on the next game right now, because, you know, we're not trying to think about the end of the season before it gets here. We're just trying to finish up the season strong, and it starts this week with Patriots.
Andrew, thank you.